Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the World Trade Organization, and welcome to the 2015 WTO Public Forum. And since our first forum in 2001, this event has become truly one of the highlights of our calendar, and this year is clearly no exception. Of course, the doors are open all year round, but in this occasion, during the public forum, this is the moment when you are in charge. You are the bosses. So, this is the moment for the NGOs, academics, the private sector, the media, governments, international organizations, and members of the public in general to come to Geneva to discuss the big issues of trade. This is your platform, and I'm very glad that we have an excellent turnout once again. So over the next 3 days, we will have 88 sessions, all of them organized by you. There will be discussions of the really big pressing issues. We will also have two plenary debates here in this hall, along with exhibition stands, book launches, and much more. Besides. So there will be plenty of opportunities to share your ideas and your experiences. So I hope you will get involved and join the discussions. And more than anything, make your voices heard. Now, this year, the WTO is marking a big milestone. It is the organization's 20th anniversary. So it is an important time for reflection on our record, on what we have accomplished and what we have not accomplished, and what is in the future for us. This process of reflection led to this year's theme for the public forum, which is Trade Works. Trade works to leverage economic growth and development. It works to connect economies, businesses, and people across the globe. It works to create jobs, and it works to lift people out of poverty. But I think that perhaps the title of this conference is one word short. We should add also the word if, because none of the benefits of trade are automatic. Trade works if it is accompanied by the right policies, if countries are supported to build the capacity that they need to compete, and if we have a transparent system of rules which are agreed together and which is enforced in a fair, open, and cooperative way. So getting the if right is what the WTO is all about. And I think our record over the 20 years is pretty strong. WTO members cooperate every day here in Geneva to maintain and improve the trading system. And supported by this cooperation here, we have seen the tariffs cut in half over the last 20 years, and the trade volume doubling over those same 20 years. So we have seen benefits of trade extended to millions more people as the developing countries' share in global merchandise has leapt from 27% to over 43% today. And although we have these numbers which are very impressive, they are not there by accident. Part of that is through, for example, the Aid for Trade initiative, where we have seen $245 billion disbursed to help countries improve their trading capacity. In addition, we have ensured that the rules trade are observed by dealing successfully with almost 500 disputes over the last 20 years. And we have also struck new agreements. The Bali package of decisions, which were taken in 2013, was a big step forward. So this package contained important decisions in agriculture and in support to least developed countries. And it contained, of course, the trade facilitation agreement. And this agreement will make trade work better for everyone. It will cut the costs of moving goods across borders, and the majority of the benefits will accrue precisely to the developing and to the least developed. Another recent advance came in the negotiations to expand the Information Technology Agreement in July, and this will eliminate tariffs on over 200 information technology products worth approximately 7% of global trade. That's huge. Now, so deals like this clearly can make trade work better too, but of course, we could do much, much more. I was in New York just last week to discuss the role of trade in delivering the new Sustainable Development Goals. The Millennium Development Goal to cut extreme poverty by half was reached by 2010, well in advance of the 2015 deadline. And trade played an important part in this historic achievement. Economic uncertainty is rising in the global economy. More than 800 million people still live in extreme poverty. We must, therefore, ensure that trade is used to its full potential as a tool for growth and development. And our next opportunity to do this will come at our next ministerial conference in Nairobi this year. That will be our 10th ministerial conference. And this is the first time that the WTO holds such a conference in Africa. So we must deliver to support growth and development in Africa and beyond. And I hope that the discussions that we're going to have here over the coming days will send us towards Nairobi with real momentum. So let me introduce our session here this morning. First, I want to extend my warmest welcome to our fantastic panel. We are joined by Lilian Ploumen, the Minister for Foreign Trade and Development Cooperation of the Netherlands. Amina Mohamed is not here yet. She's going to be, that's the empty seat that you see right there. She's going to be here in a few minutes. Her plane is touching down, we understand, so she'll join us midway. She is the Cabinet Secretary for Foreign Affairs and International Trade of Kenya, and of course, she's going to be the chair of the WTO Ministerial Conference in Nairobi. We also have Yu Zhao Zhang, member of the WTO's appellate body, Susan Schwab, former United States Trade Representative, and now professor at the University of Maryland and strategic advisor at Meyer Brown LLP. Annabel Gonzalez, we all know her from here, Geneva, senior director now at the World Bank Group. And of course, our moderator, Lerato Mbele. So it's a pleasure to welcome all of you to this forum. You may have noticed that our panel has something in common, apart from one notable exception. We are all women. So this wasn't something we planned. It just happened as we were composing the panel, and all of a sudden we looked and said, look, this is a delightful surprise, so I'm very happy to have that composition here. I think this is the first at the WTO. So in a moment, we're going to hear now the keynote address from Minister Ploumen. But before that, I would invite you to watch a very short video. And after that, I will hand over to Lerato to moderate our panel discussion, focusing on how we can make trade work more inclusively. So thank you all for listening and for being here with us. I wish you a very interesting and exciting few days. I hope now that you can also enjoy the video after Minister Ploumen has taken the lectern, and I therefore will invite her to start. If Amina is in time, we will also give her the floor. Otherwise, we'll go straight to the video. So, Minister. Thank you.